This is episode number 2225 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, June 7th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
She's creepy and she's kooky, mysterious and spooky, but she's not Christina Ricci.
What?
Netflix has released its first look at Wednesday.
Oh, there are no new ideas.
No, there's not.
In Hollywood.
No new ideas.
Although this sounds like kind of a spin.
It's a new series about the Addams Family that's centered on their death-obsessed daughter.
Death-obsessed daughter.
During her high school days.
Oh, my God. Wednesday.
Yeah.
In high school.
Yeah.
How quick they grow up. It's only been 50 years. It's kind of like Bart Simpson. Is Bart Simpson ever going to make it to high school? I don't think so.
I think he screwed
the poor kid.
They probably looked at Adams. It's like, what can we do next? I know. Let's grow one of the kids up. High school. There's always a story in high school.
Well, you know, Pugsley is going to get beat up in high school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he's Pugsley. But Wednesday's just weird.
Yeah.
I love that character, though.
So the trailer reveals the first look at Jenna Ortega.
Okay.
She's in the title role.
She was in Scream 5, I think. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right.
And Tim Burton executive produces the project.
Dude, I'm there. I'm totally there.
And he'll direct the majority of the episodes.
That's cool. All right, now I'm behind this one. I am totally behind this one. Because now if Tim Burton's involved, that means Danny Elfman's involved. That means this is going to be probably the creepiest look at the Addams Family, yet funny. The only thing that's missing is Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp should be Gomez. Dang.
Oh, there
and
you go.
See what happens, Amber Heard? You swiped that from him. You stripped him of the opportunity to be Gomez out. He would have been great.
Who knows? Maybe it could still happen. It's an 8-episode series described as a sleuthing, supernaturally infused mystery.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
And it will uncover new layers of the Addams Family's daughter. Oh, the Addams Family's
daughter. Wonder who they'll get
daughter.
To play Lurch.
Well, for starters, Catherine Zeta-Jones will play the family's matriarch, Morticia.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm there.
Luis Guzman will play Patriarch Gomez. Now, don't feel bad for Christina Ricci, who made, you know, Wednesday popular in Addams Family.
Yeah, well, she's older.
It was in the 1990s.
Yeah, and she can't play a teenager, no matter what.
She is actually reported to have an undisclosed role in the series.
There's a bunch of roles you could do in an Addams Family flick.
Oh, yeah.
You could be Cousin It, and nobody would know who you are.
That's true. People will want to be Cousin It. Like they wanted to be stormtroopers.
You know, that's true. That's true. Maybe there's more than one Cousin It.
Might be.
I'm ready for this damn thing. This sounds so cool. I love the Addams Family anyway. All right, I'm ready.
Well, you know, one Jenner or Kardashian is basically thinking they're going to break the internet at any given time.
Well, they do on occasion.
Kylie Jenner nearly bared it all in a steamy post on Instagram Monday, posing in a graphic bikini printed with a pair of nude breasts.
Wait a minute. Now, that doesn't sound like that's high fashion. Sounds like something that you get at the novelty store or a Halloween costume. Here, we got booby-colored bikini top. Here's boobies painted on a bikini. Oh, my God.
Her caption? Free the nipple.
Free the nipple. Well, I got that. I'm all right with that. But it's like, come on. I mean,
so she cleverly captioned two close-up photos of her swimsuit top, fittingly dubbed the naked bikini. The supposed sexy swimwear retails for $325.
Of course it does. Now, here's what I question.
This is what you want all your children to see.
This is what I question. Well, your children have seen boobs. Come on. Almost every child on the face of the earth has seen a boob once or twice in their life.
Gosh.
Maybe 100 times, you know, because of the suckling thing. Do you ever wonder why boobs are so sexy? Why people are turned on by boobs? Because seriously, we do. We see them from the time we're born. It's like, I don't know.
Well, What's the deal? You're a boob man.
So. I am. I don't understand it either. I need the Freud thing. But you know what's funny about this bikini thing? I'm curious. Yeah. Is it fashioned after Kylie's boobs? Then I want to see it. Really? Is this what you look like without clothes on, Kylie? Because, you know.
Well, there's also a naked maxi dress that's $680 in the line, which features an even more explicit design of the female body's nether regions.
God. I got about five things I could say there, but I'm going to ask one question. Landing strip or not? That's what I want to know about the maxi dress.
It hurts me.
No, I mean, you know, if it's explicit... Can you imagine? I wonder if the bikini bottom is explicit on this.
Well, it just says the top.
The nipple top.
It just says the top.
What's the world coming to?
Now, Kylie likes being naked in public, sort of. In 2019, while on vacation, she posted a photo of herself in a vintage Venus de Milo swimsuit featuring an image of a marble sculpture's topless torso with curves that perfectly matched up with her own.
No. That doesn't happen. Venus de Milo is not, I guarantee you, not the same size as Kylie.
Probably not.
Kylie Jenner is a little bit larger.
Well,
we were talking earlier about C and D cups or B cups.
Well, I've noticed that recently Kylie's nether region backside and hip profile is changing.
She just had another baby. Give her a break. I mean, yeah, granted, she had a baby. She's lost 40 pounds of baby fat. Okay. But the hips don't lie. That's all implants. You know that.
Yeah.
They weren't born with them hips. None of them were born with them hips.
Nope.
Hey, guess who was on TV last night, kids? Halle Berry. Halle Berry is a property sister. And that was cool.
She's a property sister.
That was cool. Man, she can swing a sledgehammer like nobody's
business. Boy, she can. I think it was Drew Scott said, I can take her down. And John's going, no, you can't.
No,
and
then
Drew's like going, no, I can't.
She can kick both of their asses with her.
At the same time.
Blindfold on. All right, Mark, who cares tomorrow? Have a great day. And
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.